Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Thursday, May 9th, brought to you by The Broken Drum. The Broken Drum Bar brings you Bike Night. Hop on your bike and ride to The Broken Drum Monday nights all summer long. From 6 to 9, enjoy Bike Night specials on domestic bottles, cans, and rails. $3.75 Fireball and McGillicuddy's. $4 Busch Light Pounders. There's deals on domestic and import taps. And $2 off any burger basket of your choice. Bike Night at the Broken Drum. And you don't need two wheels to hang out for a great time. The Broken Drum, Monday nights. Place to be from 6 to 9. It's Bike Night for 21 and older. Kick off the week the right way. Monday Night Bike Night at the Broken Drum across from Home of Economy in Grand Forks. All right, our weather today, what a beauty of a day. We're looking at sunshine today at about 72 degrees. Well, the Larimore man who was shot by authorities after an alleged murder is now out of the hospital and in jail. 43-year-old Troy Larson was released from All True Hospital and moved to Grand Forks County Correctional Center. Larson's charged with felony AA murder, attempted murder, and 7 counts of reckless endangerment. Bond was set at $1 million. Now, on March 23rd, authorities say Larson fired shots at 64-year-old Jamie Holwager and a woman in a home in Larimore. Holwager died, but the woman was able to escape to call 911. SWAT responded and Larson fired shots at a vehicle that breached a window after refusing to surrender. He was shot twice in the back. Holwager and Larson, by the way, are related. Well, early voting for North Dakota's June primary in Grand Forks will take place June 4th through the 8th inside the Alera Center. Now, application forms for absentee ballots are available on the Grand Forks County or Secretary of State website. Grand Forks County Auditor's Office processes ballot requests, and completed ballots should be returned to their office or to the drop box in the county office building parking ramp. Hours will be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. each day at the Alera's. Well, an investigation by Minnesota's U.S. Senators Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar confirms Postal Service management failures in northern Minnesota. Now, the November 2023 audit found 79,000 pieces of delayed mail over 3 days. Senator Tina Smith says there's more to come. She says the Inspector General's district-wide report will be released soon, and a full picture should hold the Postal Service accountable. She says the report also clarifies that management failures, not the failures of postal workers, are responsible for those problems. And we'll have more news for you right after this from C&H Insurance, who begin with a goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. They strive to give everybody who walks through their door special attention and the best customer service possible. It's their priority. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and for your snowbirds, Arizona, too. Hey, for all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy, 218-773-0287, or stop by their office, 1427 Central Avenue, Northwest and East Grand Forks. You know, Grand Forks' best source, we insure with C&H Insurance. Maybe you ought to think about doing the same thing. C&H Insurance at East Grand Forks. What an emotional surprise for a local military veteran yesterday afternoon in Roseau. Terry Wells is a Navy vet who served aboard the USS Lafayette, a nuclear submarine armed with 16 warheads. Well, he was honored yesterday in Roseau for 10 years of service with Bufflin Trucking. Family-owned company surprised him with a truck of his own, custom-designed in naval blue and gold, with a photo of the decommissioned USS Lafayette. Every week, Terry drives the route from Roseau to Huntsville, Alabama, ensuring timely deliveries with precision and care. Colleagues say he's a super guy with a heart of gold, and his selflessness shines through in every aspect of work. Finally, in sports, Major League Baseball, Twins win again yesterday. I beat Seattle Mariners 6-3. Now, the two teams wrap up that series at noon today down in Minneapolis. Twins, by the way, in second place in the American League Central, 2.5 games behind Cleveland. Boys High School baseball yesterday had Fargo North beating Central 10-0. Today has East Side at Grand Forks Central at 4, Red Rivers in Fargo to take on West Fargo Cheyenne. That's a 5 o'clock game. Girls softball today, Central at home versus West Fargo Horace at 4:30. Grand Forks Red River at Fargo Shanley. East Grand Forks at home taking on Norman County East Euland Hillerdahl at 3 and versus Thief River Falls at 4:30. Sacred Heart of Middle River to play Badger Greenbush Middle River. UND girls softball team lost yesterday in the first round of the Summit League tournament, falling to South Dakota 6-5. ending their season. Girls soccer, Grand Forks Central at Fargo North, Fargo Davies at Grand Forks Red River. Both of those games start at 7 o'clock tonight. Oh, and I guess I better mention this. Bruins got destroyed by Florida last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I just had to do it. I'm sorry. Hey, everybody, that's your morning update brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, you know, a lot of dirt tracks around the country are shutting down, as did Greenbush Racetrack. Announcer Keith Cumming and Terry Blacklance, who's done everything from announcing, promoting, and racing, will be in at 11 o'clock today. We're going to talk about the tracks closing up in Greenbush and more. Sad day. It's going to be a good show. Make sure to catch Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway at 11 o'clock. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? Hey, the Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.